Sunita Williams says she is very lucky to be going into space. The rookie astronaut and her six crewmates on the Space Shuttle Discovery will be making the first night launch of a shuttle since the Columbia disaster 3 years ago. The 12-day mission is considered one of the most challenging flights yet, as spacewalking astronauts rewire the power system on the International Space Station. For Williams, the flight marks the beginning of a six-month stay on the space station. Williams is only the second woman of Indian descent to fly in space. She follows Kalpana Chawla, who died along with her six crewmates when the space shuttle Columbia disintegrated during its return to Earth in 2003. Williams is proud of her roots.
I am half Indian, and I've got a group of Indian people who are looking forward to seeing the second Indian person of Indian origin flying up in space. So it's nice to know that everybody brings along with them a group of people from all over the world that get interested in space.
A letter written in Hindi by her father will be among the few personal items Williams will take into space. She considers her father, Deepak Pandya, an immigrant, as her role model.
He's an amazing role model because I think my accomplishments are relatively easy, but I think about someone leaving their home country and starting all over and becoming a success, it's amazing.
Williams' father came to the U.S. in 1958 after completing his bachelor's degree in medicine from India. Her mother, Bonnie's family, moved to the U.S. from the former Yugoslavia. Williams believes her journey follows that tradition.
People for centuries have risked their life to try to give us one step further, and I'm just honored that I could be in a position that can actually do that too.
Williams underwent 8 years of rigorous mental and physical training at the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, in preparation for this flight.
I'm in the pool, you know, a couple times a week, where we do all of our spacewalk training. I'm in simulators, hands-on.
Despite all of the training, things can still go wrong. Since the Columbia accident, many people have voiced concerns about the shuttle's safety, but Williams' parents are not concerned.
I'm just going to pray that she goes up and comes back safe.
She is so close to the God, and to go towards the God's land, which is a space, it is so admirable.
For producer Deepak Dabhal, Jim Bertel, VOA News.